The federal Labor leader Bill Shorten is also trying to get some mileage on another issue today, the reform of political donations. He's proposing legislation to ban foreign donations to Australian political parties and to reduce the disclosure limit to $1,000. But the minister responsible for electoral reform says Mr. Shorten is just pulling on a stunt, saying the Labor Party didn't reform the system when it was in government. And an expert on political donations says Labor should have proposed a cap on donations if it wants real reform. Julia Holman has more from Parliament House.
Political donations have tarnished the major parties, and today the Labor Party has been on the front foot with a proposal which it says will clean up everyone's act.
Australians are telling us that our political system, the quality of our democracy, that all of us here, that we need to lift our game.
Speaking in the Parliament, Bill Shorten says the donations are shaking the public's faith in the political system.
Too many Australians feel as if our system is broken. As long as this perception holds, we will continue to see the rise of fringe movements, false prophets who convert their anti-Canberra, anti-politics message into seats in Parliament for them.
Labor has introduced a suite of measures into the Parliament. It wants to reduce the disclosure limit from the current level of $13,200 to $1,000, to ban all foreign donations and anonymous donations above $50, and to bring in real-time disclosure to avoid situations where it can sometimes be more than a year before it's revealed who made a donation.
The Coalition has not caused this problem, but I invite them to work with us to help solve it.
This is a stunt. We need to deal with this seriously, as the Prime Minister has said, and we do that by dealing with it in a thoughtful and comprehensive fashion.
The government minister responsible for donation reform is Scott Ryan. He's not exactly jumping up to support Labor's plan.
Well, I take it with a grain of salt, because this is essentially the same bill they've introduced before. When they were in government, they didn't progress it into the Senate. They didn't bring it to a vote. The issue of foreign donations is quite important, but it's important we deal with it comprehensively. We need to look at the issue of foreign donations to third parties. I mean, there's no point having a restriction on foreign donations just to political parties if they can go to groups like GetUp. We also need to clarify what we mean by a foreign donation. Labor's bill would seemingly prevent an Australian citizen on the electoral roll who resided overseas making a donation from their account. I think there are constitutional risks with that.
Labor also wants to reduce the donation disclosure limit from $13,200, where it is at the moment, to $1,000. Will you be considering that?
Well, this is a bit of a stunt from Bill Shorten, because he didn't disclose for several years the $40,000 effective donation from his union to his own campaign nearly a decade ago. We've got the most comprehensive inquiry into electoral funding and donations going on at the moment. In the first week of March, it will issue a public report on the issue of foreign donations. And following that, it will also issue a comprehensive report on funding and donations comprehensively. The report from the Electoral Matters Committee on Foreign Donations, which is a very complex issue, as I've explained, is only 3 weeks away.
Adjunct Professor Colleen Lewis from the National Centre for Australian Studies at Monash University is an expert in political donations. She's also critical of Labor introducing its legislation before the Joint Standing Committee's report on electoral matters is handed down next month.
I don't understand why the Labor Party would be actually saying, well, you know, what the committee is going to say is not worth hearing because we've already decided what should be done. I'm a bit concerned that that doesn't show respect to the parliamentary committee, which has Labor Party members on it.
Dr. Lewis, who's giving evidence this week before the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters, says Labor's proposal has one big hole in it.
I wonder why there is nothing there on a cap on donations from all sources, because if you actually believe that democracy is about equality, and I'm sure the Labor Party does, then you would expect a cap to be put on donations that allowed the average person to be in a position to also have a political voice by donating to whichever party they choose. From what I can see, there is not that cap, and I think that is crucial if we're going to stop this arms race that is going on at campaigns.
That's Dr. Colleen Lewis from the National Centre for Australian Studies at Monash University, ending that report from Julia Holman.